We work hard here at Rose Out in the House to earn the right to say we are every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we're working really hard at that this morning. We've made by special arrangement with David Byrne of Green ID an opportunity for you to get a whole house energy audit done for $50. And I can tell you, it will be the smartest $50 you'll spend this week. Now, you say, well, I've already got an energy audit. Well, I can tell you this. Not all energy audit companies are created the same. And for $50, it would be worth it for you to get a second opinion. So, David, we appreciate you putting that offer out there for our listeners. It does help us give them something extra. And again, let's give that number out. No one's there now, but just leave a message and you'll get back to them.
Yeah, please. Number is 602-926-1650.
That's for the Maricopa County area.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So we're always talking about that one room that won't cool off. When you're doing energy audits, you were talking about the importance of ductwork. How many houses have you ever inspected that had no duct leakage?
None. I'm sorry. Yeah, there. None.
Out of how many home inspections?
It's got to be like thousands, maybe 4,000.
Yeah.
That's a rarity. Even the Energy Star homes that are brand new, they're still leaking. They have still duct leakage, and that was disappointing to see, but it's not a priority yet. The code is getting more strict on duct leakage, and it has to be tested now, whereas before,
right,
they didn't have to measure any leakage. So that's good to see. It's on the radar. And so probably in the next 10 years, it's going to come down and get better.
So what do you see? Talk about how you test the ductwork.
With a pressure test. It's a blower door test. And I don't know who thought of this, but we set up a big fan in usually the front door, and it sucks all the air out of the home. And all the air that leaves the home will come in through air and duct leakage. And we can measure how much is coming out. The fan will pull air in from the attic into the ductwork through any leaks, and that air will come out each register. And then we can measure how much is coming out each register by covering it with a pressure pan and taking a manometer to measure the pressure coming out.
Okay, so we establish a duct leakage of X percent.
Yes, okay. That'll tell us.
Okay, so what kind of percentage do you like to see?
Below 5%,
okay,
would be great, and we would say, you're in good shape. Below 10%, I would even consider good.
Okay.
Typically, we see around 15%, 10 to 15% leakage, and there is where you get some real energy savings and comfort benefits by sealing up the ductwork.
Okay, and talk about how you do that.
We use a process if the ductwork is all accessible, we manually seal it with a mastic or a pookie, it's called in the industry.
Yeah.
All the joints get sealed, so all the collars off the plenum, the flex to collar connection, the unit itself, any Y splits or couplers, and then the terminals where the flex goes into the house, that's all the attic work. And then we go inside the house, take off the registers, caulk around the drywall gap between the boot and the drywall, and then seal the ductwork from the inside as well, that flex to collar. If it's inaccessible...
I was going to say, how about if you can't get to it?
Yeah, a flat roof home or a two-story home with one unit and the ductwork is in the first and second floor cavity, we use a process called AeroSeal, and that seals it from the inside by injecting a hot polymer glue into the ductwork, and we watch the pressure drop on a computer, and we get a printout of where you start and where you finish.
That product isn't... If you would think of the product you put in your bicycle tires,
mm-hmm,
that seal up the little thorn holes, it finds the leak and spans it, gaps it. Now, how big a gap can AeroSeal cover?
I believe it's 5/8 of an inch.
Is it that big?
It's either 5 or 3/8 of an inch. Everything bigger than that has to be sealed manually.
Yeah.
And we will go through and find those big leaks at the air handler and at the registers. So it doesn't seal everything. It's not a blanket solution for duct sealing because it only gets those holes smaller than 5/8 of an inch.
But when you're looking at a total duct system, there can be a lot of those holes.
Yes, yeah, they add up. And the nice thing about the pressure pan readings at each register, if one register is higher than the others, we know, okay, we need to focus on this area and find where the ducts split and kind of zone in on that area because it'll tell us something's wrong in that register or the duct that goes to that register.
So the blower door test tells us how tight the home is and the ductwork.
That's true. There's two tests that we do with that. One is the air leakage of the whole house, and that would be things that you see, your cracks around the doors or leaks between the windowsills or any electrical penetration at the outlets, light switches. That's your air leakage test. And then we switch and measure the duct leakage, and those are two separate things.
When we started trying to educate people how to save money on their electric bill in the summer, one of the things I told people to do is never turn an exhaust fan on in your attic. Don't exhaust your attic air. And of course, all the engineers in town wanted to lynch me because they had all gotten their, you know, custom exhaust vent put up there. And then I got the idea, well, I'm just going to start taking smoke sticks to all these people's home. And I said, okay, it's August. It's 108 outside. You're trying to keep the house at 76. Why don't we turn that fan on? And why don't you come over here where this recess can is in the living room ceiling, and let me show you what this smoke does.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's the same. You're running a small blower door test.
And when they see that attic fan is doing, it's cooling off the attic because it's sucking all the air conditioning out of your house into the attic.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great way to do it. I don't know why I don't do that.
Oh, man. I used to keep entire boxes of smoke sticks in my truck all the time because it just no one would believe me. Right? So don't exhaust your attic unless you have an extensively engineered designed system, because chances are once you create a draft out of the attic, the air makeup has to come from somewhere.
Oh yeah, and it's going to come from your conditioned air that you're paying a lot to keep your house cool. It's going to go in the attic.
And if your attic insulation is installed properly to an R40, it isn't going to save you any money to take your attic from 180 degrees to 150 degrees.
That's true. Yeah. And there's been studies done at the national labs that will prove exhaust fans suck your conditioned air from the inside of the house into the attic. And if you're well insulated, it's a little counterintuitive to think that you don't need attic ventilation because the attics get so hot.
Oh, man.
You open up your garage, it's so hot in there. But the insulation is doing its job. You got to trust the insulation. And if it's well insulated, Energy Star standard, it's going to do its job and you don't need any more attic ventilation.
Well, and a part of y'all's energy audit, y'all do some thermal imaging of the house as well, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you stand inside the house and shoot the ceiling and the outside walls, and it kind of shouts at you as to where all the leaks are and where the holes in the insulation are.
Yes, yeah. When we're running the blower door.
It's X-ray vision.
Yes, yeah. It's I could tell if one time I found a toilet that was plumbed with hot water from the thermal camera. It was showing, it was bright red, and I was like, what's going on here? But they switched the hot water line, and they're paying every time they flush the toilet for hot water. But it also shows us where that leakage pathway is coming from and you could see streaks of airflow, hot air in the summertime coming into the house around those leakage points.
Yeah, I tell people one of the ways you can kind of conduct your own test is on a hot day, mm-hmm. just go around the outside of your house to mm-hmm. the electrical receptacles and the windows and just pass your hand as to how much cold air you feel escaping the house.
Yeah, yeah, that's a common sense way to do it. Just like we'll feel for leaks with our hand in the attic in the summertime, that's a great way to test and see if those outlet covers are leaking air through the electrical penetration. And that's a simple fix. With I like those gasket sealers they sell at Amazon, just to take off the cover plate, put that foam gasket sealer in, caulk around the gap, and it's a good weekend project to close up all those leaks.
We've got a call here. Jim's calling, and we were talking about the attic ventilation. He's saying, well, how about roof ventilation? Roof ventilation is good. You just don't mm-hmm. want it power actuated.
Exactly. Yeah. So
let it passive. Be passive.
Yes. Yeah. Passive is great. The ridge vents, whirly birds, bird venting along the perimeter is all good. But the solar powered attic fans or the electric attic fans, that's what you want to stay away from.
Yeah. People tell me, well, the fan doesn't cost me any money to run mm-hmm. because it's solar. I said, well, okay, that means you're sucking air conditioning out for free.
That's right.
is that your objective? Good for you. So a lot of misconceptions on how to cut our cooling load. Mm-hmm. And all of that can get answered by having you come out and do an energy audit. The phone number?
602-926-1650.
Now, this is an energy audit that generally would cost about $400 to $500. It's several hours worth of work with a lot of very expensive equipment. Mm-hmm. And y'all are running an offer to make it $99, and then you're giving a $50 gift card while you're there.
Yes, that'll qualify the home for the rebate programs with APS and SRP, the $99. We cut the cost in half with the $50 Visa card when we come back to go over the results.
Absolutely incredible. And the results are going to tell the people where you should start. Mm-hmm. And because insulation is cheap, people generally say, well, just give me more insulation. You know, and the energy audits I've seen, that I can't remember one that I've read where that's the first thing to do.
Yes, yeah. It's a comfort saver. It's for comfort, but not so much for energy savings. And there's usually a couple upgrades higher on the pecking order that are going to save more money and have a bigger impact than just blowing the attic full of insulation. And we want to make sure we do it right, that we build dams around the attic hatch, insulate the attic hatch, put bird baffles on too.
David Burns with Green ID.